Hi, besties. Welcome back to the It's Nap Time podcast, and welcome to the third and final part of the Girl Glow Guide series. If you haven't already, definitely go listen to the last two episodes. They were all about leveling up your mind and body, just my tips and tricks and things that I do when I notice I'm in a rut for something or I'm just trying to feel my best. As we all know, summer's approaching. We're in the spring season. I always feel like spring is just a great time to, you know, do some little checks here and there, reevaluate how I'm feeling and the vibes that I'm trying to cultivate for the new season. With that, we are going to just jump right in to everything that involves leveling up, glowing up, whatever you want to call it, your soul. The number one thing that I can recommend to you guys is just reconnecting with people that you love. Reconnecting with people that truly make you feel like you. I'm sure you've heard people say that home can feel like a person or home is where the heart is. And a lot of times it is the case that home can feel like a person. Now that can be your parents, a sibling, a friend, a significant other. Just try and reconnect with people that truly make you feel like you. This can be even just talking to them for the first time in years, for the first time in months, even if it's just staying in contact with these people. I think it's so important. Again, with that, staying in touch with your loved ones. I know life nowadays can be so fast-paced, but we have the luxury and the beauty of being able to be a text away, a call away, a FaceTime away, an Instagram DM away, a Snapchat away. There's so many ways that we can stay connected. It would just be a shame if you don't take advantage of that. Something that I could ramble on and on and on about, hobbies. Having hobbies, unfortunately, when you hit the age like 12, I don't know, maybe a little bit younger or older, people shame you out of hobbies. It is the most peculiar thing that, honestly, I think I've experienced thus far in my 25 years of life. Someone making you feel weird for the hobbies that you have. It's just so strange. But it's, again, at that age, people just want to fit in. So when you are still out here, I don't know, let's say when you're a little bit younger and say you're still playing with Barbies and the rest of your friends aren't, they're going to think that you're weird because they're not doing it. And you're going to think they're weird again because they're not doing it. But if you feel like everyone that's in your age group doesn't do this, you're probably going to stop. Not saying that, I'm just using that as an example because that is something I feel when you're around, I mean, what grade is 12? Maybe not, maybe obviously a little bit younger than 12, but I feel like that's one of the first things that you kind of get shamed out of when you're younger is playing with dolls, playing with Barbies, things like that. But the weirdest thing is when you have a hobby, say you crochet. I have been trying to learn how to crochet and I know what, I'm trying to conquer it in 2024, but say you do something like that or say you're really into roller skating. Say you're really into baking. When you're in the ages of being, you know, a teen, or you think you're too cool for everything, you're just trying to rebel, I don't know, maybe you're getting into crazy promiscuous things as teenagers do. When your friend is spending her Saturdays baking or volunteering or going to the roller skating rink or whatever, when you feel like you're just trying to be rebellious and someone else is tapping into a creative side, I don't know why those people kind of shame you out of hobbies. But fuck that. We're taking it back. We're taking our power back. We are having hobbies. Hobbies are hot. Do something with your time that makes you feel like you. Grab a coloring book. Go to the store and get some arts and crafts. If you play video games, play video games. If you like to, trying to think of what other hobbies that you could do that aren't like the typical, oh, go bake a cookie. Regardless, whatever the hobby is that you like to do, don't let anyone shame you out of it anymore. Use your free time for that. Being creative and doing things with your hands is so stimulating for literally every part of your body. This also can tie into your body because a lot of hobbies can be around exercise, but also for your mind. So just have a hobby, have multiple hobbies, try things out, try new things, get experienced in multiple areas of life. Have passions, hobby hand in hand. Be passionate about things. I love when I meet someone that is so passionate about something. I truly feel like there were multiple times in my life where I was so passionate about so many things, but then something came along and crushed it. So what I have been doing probably in the last 8 months or so is really trying to dive back into the things that I'm passionate about, putting my all into something just because I like it. Doesn't have to be monetized, doesn't have to be the best at anything. It's just something that I like. And I think that is so cool. Heal your inner child. This is so important with your soul. Maybe there are things that you've gone through that you don't even realize. But healing your inner child, healing your inner teenager, just doing things that make you smile on the inside, I think is so, so, so important. And this is not the first or the last time I will ever talk about that. A social media cleanse, kind of like what I said in the healing your mind. Detox the toxicity. Reconnect with yourself. I talked about this in the other two parts, so I'm not gonna say it as in depth again, but a social media cleanse can be so good for you. Detoxing all of the toxicity, whether if it's friends that just don't do anything for you, they don't uplift you, they're not there for you. Cut them out. Listen to the friendship breakup episodes that I posted like 3 weeks ago. It's a really great one and really great for helping you get closure for just those shitty friendships. Detox the negative things in your life. Now, I'm not saying you have to cut it off forever, but try and remember what truly matters, why we're put on this earth. It's definitely not to stay up to date with every single person that you follow on social media or to keep up with the Joneses. Have some feel-good activities. Have a feel-good show, a comfort movie. Again, like a hobby, a passion. Be able to do something that just makes you feel alive. Connect with nature. This is something that everyone should be doing, okay? Obviously, we all know what seasonal depression feels like, and I had the luxury of not really experiencing this for most of my life being in Arizona. But now being in New Jersey for, 2 years? Seasonal depression is a bitch, okay? And once the weather is nice, make sure you're going outside, touching grass, getting sun on your face, going swimming, doing things that involve being outside, going on a walk. Put on my podcast and go on a walk. Walk your dog. Catch up with friends and go get coffee outside. Anything that you can do to connect in nature is just going to make you feel so good inside. I can't explain it, but it's just facts. Practice kindness for yourself, for others. This kind of goes into removing toxicity and not engaging in constant gossip and negativity. But if you practice kindness and being empathetic, not only towards others, but yourself, it is going to make you feel just radiant. And I truly believe the people that are constantly working at healing their soul just have this presence about them and their energy just kind of, you can feel it when someone walks into a room if they have really bad energy or bad intentions. I don't know how to describe it. And I know some people are a lot more sensitive to that than others, like picking up on someone's energy. I unfortunately am very sensitive to that. And I can kind of suss out someone's vibe and intentions before they even reveal it. I'm typically the one person to not, you know, be down with someone, and then maybe it's weeks, maybe it's years later, the rest of the group or the family realizes the true intentions of someone. And not to toot my own horn here, a lot of times when you are having a certain vibe about somebody and think, oh, they, you know, something's a little off about them, it tends to be true more times than not. And you know, it might have people going against you. It might cause some friction, but I truly believe that the more that you are in touch with yourself and practicing kindness and empathy and love, you will be that person that just lights up a room and people are just drawn to your energy. And with that, when you know that people are drawn to your energy, just be aware of the energy takers. This can be people. This can be things. This can be jobs. This can be coworkers. This can really be anything. It doesn't just have to be social media that is an energy taker. Obviously, it can cause a lot of toxicity and drama, but there are also a lot of beautiful things that comes with social media. So going back to the detox part, it doesn't always mean deleting social media for a month, but maybe just unfollowing accounts that make you feel a certain type of way. Maybe following negative and toxic people on social media and making it a better place and more of a happy, comfortable place for you. because there are so many amazing people out there that are sharing so many amazing and positive, uplifting things. One of the last things that I will say for kind of healing and glowing up and leveling up your soul is talking it out. Again, with the brain dump that I said for the mind episode part one, talking it out with someone or writing it out and journaling and again, meditating, even if that's not your thing, I challenge you to try it out. If you don't already, talk to someone. This can be a friend, a family member, but also try and remember that people do have boundaries. And people are also going through their own shit as well, right? So if you can and you're able to, I would definitely try and get a therapist because they're paid to listen to what's going on in your life. They know how to compartmentalize and not allow their clients' issues and problems affect them in their day-to-day life. This is their job. They're there to give you advice and to listen. Obviously, friends and family are so awesome for that as well. And we do as much as we can. Like, I will listen to any of my friends and family any time of the day. And I know they'll listen to me, but they're not a paid professional. They have their own shit too. They also have their own breaking points. And sometimes it's just better to talk to someone that, you know, hasn't known you since day one or hasn't known you for years, or you just don't want them to see you in a different light. There are so many other ways that you can really connect with yourself and heal your soul. So I definitely recommend even just looking up ways that you can heal your inner child for yourself, because everyone is so different. But for me, what that looks like is saying yes to things more and not worrying about the fear of what's going to happen, or even something as simple as buying something that makes me feel really happy on the inside, giving myself a silly little treat or reward. Stuff like that goes a long way in terms of taking care of yourself and making yourself a priority. All in all, in all three parts, the main takeaway is to really treat yourself like a priority, invest in yourself, because there's only one you. That is your superpower. There is only one you. No one is you. Sure, there might be people like you, but no one is you. I hope you guys are able to take away a lot of things from every single part, the three parts. I hope you enjoyed it. Please give me some feedback on the Instagram or just on the little question response box on Spotify. If you guys enjoyed this, please give a 5-star rating for each part or whichever part you liked most. It truly helps the podcast out so, so much. Give the podcast a review if you haven't already. Or if you are on Apple, go ahead and do the rating interview too. I love my Apple girlies as well. If you guys want to stay connected on social media, please follow my personal at Natalie X Palik or follow the podcast Instagram. We have a lot of fun over there. We are just a little over 800 followers, which is so exciting. You guys are truly the best. And that is at It's Nap Time Podcast. Thank you guys so much for all your feedback, your engagement, and if you haven't already, give the podcast a follow on Spotify or Apple. You guys are truly the best. I love you. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. And remember, hot girls listen to It's Nap Time. So share with a friend, share with a family member. You guys are the best. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.